T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to have you with us on a Wednesday. And I want to thank everybody who called in about medical marijuana over the course of the past 2 days. I learned a lot, and I will tell you that I still have a lot of questions that are probably best directed to doctors and best directed to lawyers. And I'm a little bit frustrated at all of the gray area out there, because sometimes I can be a linear thinker, other times non-linear, and the linear thinking part of me wants everything cut and dry. I want yes or no answers. And the problem is, we're in this nebulous, this cloudy area right now with respect to marijuana and what is okay and what is not okay in terms of marijuana. And this is one area where I don't particularly like shades of gray. I like clarity. I like decision. I like the sound of the lawnmower outside my control booth window when I'm trying to do a show. Can you guys hear that? Probably not. It's probably filtered out by our processing system. I just like to speak Canadian every now and again for our listeners north of the border. All right, gang, I want to try something here. And this could either be, this is like the hobby show. I haven't done this one before. This could either be a really awesome topic that you guys get into and we all have fun with, or it could suck. It's really your choice. But the topic is your own personal stupid tax. Your own personal stupid tax. Oh, I'm getting perplexed looks from the next room from Evan and Josh. These are not stupid young men. Let me explain. The stupid tax is money you are forced to spend because you did a boneheaded thing that could have been prevented if you weren't stupid. That's what the stupid tax is. We all have stories. I mentioned this earlier this week. This is only one of the stupid taxes that I imposed on myself. Moved into the house 20 years ago and decided, you know, this bathroom really could use a new thingy where it drains. You know, one of those screens, whatever you call them. So I bought one, and I installed it. I didn't know you had to caulk it in there. I just put it in there. And then I proceeded to take a bath, and I proceeded to take a nap. Then I woke up about 3 hours later. I walked downstairs, and somebody had installed the hanging fountains of Babylon in my house. Fortunately, the water mostly went through the dining room ceiling and the living room ceiling. There was no permanent damage, and the repair crews were able to make the... I was too embarrassed to even think about calling homeowners insurance. Are you kidding me? No, no, no. That was a stupid tax. I paid all by myself. Stupid. I did something stupid, and it cost me money. It cost me money for a plumber. Now, I will tell you that Don from Plumbing Help Now, he is the one who fixed my boneheaded decision. I'm not going to lie. He laughed at me a little bit for what I had done. He did. And I don't blame him, because it was a stupid, boneheaded thing. And then I had to call in the painters and the special painters. Ah, we can hide this. And you would never even know it happened. And like I said, there's no permanent damage to anything. Everything was handled just fine. But I would say that it cost me a few hundred dollars. That was my stupid tax. Now, stupid taxes might involve automobiles. They might involve cars. They might involve your personal life. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you have a number of assets. Let's just say, hypothetically, that you own your own home. You have some nice things. You have plenty of cash in the bank. You've got some nice furniture, da-da-da-da-da. And you get married. And you get married without a prenuptial agreement. Do you know how many horror stories I've heard from people going through divorces? That greedy bit. I've heard that so many times. So many times. And basically, what the lawyers will tell you, and I'm not one, but what they will tell you is when people who are older, in particular, get married, and one or both of them have assets of some significance that they're bringing into the marriage, a prenuptial agreement is a really good idea, because that way you are protected from, I mean, you might as well just meet a random woman on the street and give her half of everything you have, right? So I don't know if we have any stories like that. Your own stupid tax was getting married. Getting married. I got one. I was told this by a friend many years ago. Here is a stupid tax. Okay. Guy marries woman. And I'm sorry to say this. Woman is a conniving... And she convinces the guy who loves her to adopt legally her children by several other men. The sucker legally adopts multiple children from other men with his new wife. The new wife promptly files for divorce, and the guy ends up paying child support for kids that weren't even his biological kids. He got duped into legally adopting these kids and being on the hook for child support till they were 18 or 21 years old. She played him. He paid the stupid tax. He adopted the kids, putting him legally responsible for the child support. Dumb, 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 dumb. But who thinks of these things? Love is blind. And actually, being single can make you blind, come to think of it. But the phone number is, what is your stupid tax story? Does anybody have a stupid tax? It might be something dramatic, or it might be something insidious that creeps up on you. Like, I think if you don't shop your auto insurance and your homeowner's policies once every couple of years, you're paying a stupid tax, because rate creep happens, all right? You're with the same company for a few years. They think they've got you for life, so they secretly increase your premiums. And you don't notice, because you don't notice these things. Sometimes it's built into your mortgage. If you own your home, sometimes you pay it directly, outright, whatever. But the rates will creep up and up and up. And before you know it, you're paying hundreds of dollars more a year than you need to be paying, because the stupid tax. You failed to shop your policy amongst different companies. Now, if you've got a decent agent, the agent will do that for you and will prevent you from being victimized by rate creep. But it's a real thing. It's a real thing. And there have been times I've switched homeowners policies and auto policies numerous times because of rate creep. And I would call the existing company and say, hey, you know, this other company is going to write the same policy for $200 less a year. You're going to match their price? Oh, no, we're not going to do that. All right, see you later. Have a nice life. So the stupid thing you did that imposed upon you your own self-responsible stupid tax. Can anybody beat the story of the guy who got conned by his new wife into adopting her brood of children from different men, putting himself on the line for 18 or 21 years for child support? I mean, let's just put it this way. I believe, and don't quote me on this, one child is 18% of your income, two children is 25% of your income up to a certain amount. And if you are one of the super rich, it might be even more than that. You read People magazine, you've seen these stories as well. Have you imposed on yourself your own stupid tax? Yes, I have. Yes, I paid. Yes, I learned the lesson. See, another stupid tax that can creep up on you is not learning how to do home maintenance by yourself. We've talked about the trades on this show not just once or twice. And I'm a big believer that college isn't for everybody, and a lot of young people are wasting their money and their futures going to college to earn degrees which will not get them anywhere. And they'd be much better off learning how to be plumbers, learning how to be electricians, learning how to be HVAC people. HVAC, baby. That's a stupid tax because I never learned how to do that stuff. Usually it's passed on father to son, son to grandson, whatever. My dad never learned how to do it, never taught me how to do anything. And the once I try, I end up having to pay Don the plumber and a bunch of painters to come in to fix my dumbass mistake. Stupid tax. So do you have a stupid tax story you want to tell? So my question is, have you had to fork over money because you are going to admit that you did something stupid, like my bathtub drain story? Hundreds of dollars between, well, Don the plumber was like next to nothing, but the paint, the painters, that got into a few hundred bucks at the time. Back when you could actually call somebody and get somebody to come out and work for you, it's virtually an impossibility now because America is afflicted with I don't give a fecal matter itis. I think that's the disease that is currently plaguing the United States, otherwise known as I don't give a damn itis. But what have you done to yourself that has hurt yourself financially that you would have, should have, and could have avoided? This can either be a topic for the ages or it can suck. It all depends on how honest you are willing to be with yourself. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. This is not intended to sound chauvinistic or misogynistic whatsoever. I mean, I realize the guys are not always the good guys in these stories, so let's just say that. But I've heard tales from men about taking the women in their lives on glorious, wonderful vacations, only to be broken up with the week after they get back. Oh, that was unfortunate. She knew she was dumping you. She knew it. But who's going to pass up 10 days in sunny Italy? Nobody. But boy, did he get a surprise when he came back. He wasn't expecting it. She knew it all along. See, I think people who do things like that, there's a special place in hell. Because if you knew you were going to break up with the dude, you never should have gone to Italy with him and let him spend the money on you. Do we all agree on that? That's just rude. Here's Bill in Wheatfield. Actually, Wheatfield on WBEN. Bill, a self-imposed stupid tax. What happened to you?
This is a $2,500 one. Have an X mark, writing more. You know, it's a $13,000 machine. And I changed the filter and the oil in it. And I've never been able to find the oil cap for it. So I don't know if I just did not put it on all the way or if I forgot and left it up and I haven't found it. But, you know, after cutting the lawn for probably 45 minutes. I had to get off to pick up a stick, and I see all the oil spurting out of it in the back, in my whole back. I didn't even know it. I had coveralls on and I had my whole back, and the back of my head was covered. And then I found another cap, different cap, put it on, and I figured, well, I'm going to keep cutting grass. I fill it with oil. But it lasted about 10 minutes, and I blew a rod, put it through the side. I could hear it clanking. So.
Oh, dude. Well, bad things can happen without lubrication.
Yes, that was it.
So did you replace the whole mower or just the engine?
No, it's just the engine, and I haven't even bought it yet. But I've been going online to pricing them, and it's like $2,500 just to buy it, and then you my labor to put it in too. So.
I am so sorry. You thought you could get by without the oil cap, but you couldn't.
Well, I know better that I can't get by without the oil cap, but I didn't realize it was either loose or I didn't put it on and I took off. But I never found it. So.
Oh, brother.
I must have had it on and then I lost it, somewhere out when I was cutting.
But. Well, you know what? The way engines can vibrate, you might not have been stupid. It might have been a defective cap, not threaded properly.
Yeah, but I've changed oil on it before, so I'm blaming myself.
I was trying to give you a retroactive explanation, but you're a man. You're owning up to the mistake, man.
Right. Well, thanks for trying to.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
That's exactly what we're looking for. Your own stupid tax. Don't think he's so bad. I worked with a guy many years ago who had a Karmann Ghia, Volkswagen Karmann Ghia. He didn't realize it needed to have oil changes. So he drove it and drove it and drove it, never had an oil change until one day out in California, no more Volkswagen Karmann Ghia that could be driven. I would love a Karmann Ghia. I would. I don't know why. I always thought they were kind of cool looking. All right, your own stupid tax. What did you do that cost you big time?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Topic I've never done before, your own personal stupid text. What did you do that was stupid that ended up costing you money? Might have been hundreds, might have been thousands, might have been tens of thousands, like the sucker that, I heard about many years ago, who married a woman who came into the marriage with a brood of children, conned this guy into legally adopting the children, promptly filed for divorce, and the guy who'd adopted her children ended up on the hook for child support for all these kids that weren't even his. True story. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And you are on Tracy in Williamsville. Hello.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's a great day, isn't it?
89 degrees, baby.
Yeah, I have literally about $100,000 worth of stupid taxes I could tell you about.
Ooh.
But one of my highlights, I was trying to save some money, and I said, I'm going to look, as you said, at my insurance policies. Got on to Geico and said, oh, my car insurance seems a little high. My car is 8 years old. Why don't I drop that collision insurance? That's going to save me a few $100 a year, and I'm a good driver. I'm not going to get in an accident, right?
Yep.
So I clicked it, baby, and I felt so good about myself when I saw my new bill. Great. 2 weeks later, 2 weeks, I totaled my van, and I was charged with at fault.
Oh.
So that cost. That was $15,000 in the garbage, plus my liability for the other guy's car, which was covered because you can't obviously drop liability.
Right.
Huge mistake. 2 weeks later, one of my biggest mistakes in the last 10 years or so.
Well, especially.
Never do that again.
Tracy, how long ago did this happen?
Well, interesting you ask that because I have been sweating this out. Because this terrible story up in Lewiston, I don't know the area. It was those hilly crossroads that, you know, very country area. It was, I don't know, maybe I thought it was a four-way stop. It was only a two-way stop. I was stopped. The guy was coming 65 miles an hour, T-boned me because I left the stop sign without looking again, apparently. It's hard to know because of the stress response. You know, I don't really remember exactly what happened. Thankfully, no one in my car was injured. The guy who hit me with a huge truck claimed a shoulder injury. So he sued my insurance company, and it was just settled. This is 5 years. It was just settled. And apparently at 5 years, the charge of the accident, however the insurance corporation works, it drops off. So because it took that long to settle, my insurance rates never went up because it was still an open case. So now I'm at 5 years and I should be okay. You know, my insurance rate should not rise because it's now been 5 years since my last accident. But boy, oh boy, one of the costliest mistakes ever.
But, you know, let's try to look at the bright side, the shiny side of the coin. You got T-boned by a vehicle doing 65 miles an hour and nobody got hurt. And
I had four kids in the car. That's correct.
And yeah.
You were so lucky.
And as much as I may appreciate driving in Niagara County, some of those roads, like the mountain roads, I cringe because I've covered so many fatal and serious injury accidents in Niagara County on those roads that I know how dangerous they are. You got to, anytime you see a street sign with anything that says mountain on it in Niagara County, be very, very careful.
Again, that's my stupid tax. I was totally unfamiliar with the area. It was Lower Mountain Road. That's what it was. It's notorious in what I've learned in the last 5 years. It's a notorious corner for car accidents. There really should be a traffic light there. But there's not, and I learned the hard way.
You know, I have thought the same thing, because you get a certain intersection, and I'm not sure which yours was, but certain intersections that have enough going on, after a while you would think that they would put a traffic light up, or a flashy thing in the stop sign, drawing your attention to the fact that crossing traffic does not stop.
Precisely, and especially when the crossing traffic is a very high rate of speed. We're not talking 30-mile-an-hour road there. But again, I learned a very, very hard lesson.
Wow. Well, it was
lucky to be alive.
Yeah, you are lucky to be alive. You're lucky to be uninjured, but your van wasn't so lucky. And was it just tell us this. It was not a windowless van, was it?
It was a good old Honda Odyssey.
Got it. Okay. Just wanted to make sure, because I have a friend who drives a van. There are no windows in it, and we do call it the Perv van.
Well, I have no connections to your friend.
I would not expect you to at all. He's my degenerate. I don't share my degenerates. I thank you very much, Tracy. I'm sorry that happened to you. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Have you done something stupid that has cost you a lot of money? What did you do? What is your own stupid tax that cost you money? 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm not going to name names on this, and I heard this story from someone 30 years ago, so if I get some of the details wrong, I hope you'll forgive me, but this involves a local restaurant, which originally had three owners. Well, after the first little while of this restaurant not really doing all that much, one of the owners basically wanted to be bought out. So he got bought out. Well, here we are all those years later, and that little restaurant that had been struggling at first now has a slew of locations throughout Western New York and is a multi-million dollar a year grossing restaurant chain of local nature. True story. I always wondered, how does the guy feel who wanted to be bought out? He got bought out. He got his money. He didn't get screwed, but he made a bad decision. Stupid tax. Maybe we call it a bad luck tax. You know, I mentioned Tim Hortons before. Tim Horton, actually, the hockey player who died in a horrific accident in Mississauga back in the 1970s. Well, I don't know if we'd call this stupid, but it certainly was short-sighted. His family sold the restaurant with his name for a ridiculously low amount of money. A ridiculously low amount of money before Tim Hortons became ubiquitous. It was just another restaurant. It was just another joint. But the family sold it, and then it exploded into this monster corporation that is Tim Hortons, with all of its franchisees who are all multimillionaires, every one of them. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN, your stupid tax. What did you do that ended up costing you enough money that you rue the day? You rue the day. Maybe you got talked into a bad stock. Don't need to know the name of the stock. Maybe you forgot to put the oil cap on your lawnmower, like poor guy who called in before. Maybe you canceled the collision insurance on your car because it was 15 years or because it was 8 years old and you ended up totaling the car 2 weeks later. Your stupid tax. 803-0930. You know, this could also morph into the stupidest thing you have ever done. It may likely have cost you money. By the way, one of the things that I've found in life, and maybe you found it as well, is that generally the stupid things that we do usually the word beer or the word alcohol or shots, and I'm not talking guns, usually that's involved. In my personal experience, stupidest thing you've ever done, it probably cost you money in some way, shape, or form. 803-0930 is the phone number. Like I said, this topic can either be awesome or it can suck. It's up to you. 803, because I've told some pretty damn good stories, and you know it. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. I cannot offer you forgiveness. You can certainly express contrition for your act of stupidness that probably cost you money. Stupid actions generally cost us money. Even if it cost you medical bills. We have done shows on you went to the emergency room, why? And people have told us some pretty bizarre stories over the years about that. That's a stupid tax, unless you've got zero copays health insurance, which I doubt. 803-0930, the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. My call screeners would like me to pass on a message to you. If you're calling only to say, I don't want to go on the air, but don't do it. Like I said, you are of no value to us. You're of no use to us. It's like the people who text. I don't read the texts. You're of no use to me. You're of no value to me. Take part in the show by calling in. It's a call-in show. And then people bitch. Well, you do all the talking. Well, yeah. If nobody's calling, of course I do. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I mean, the easy, I don't believe in taking the easy way out. I really don't. All right. This will be my last show for a while, probably about a week or so. That's what I've been told because of the great fun of having them poke around my eye some more. Yeah, baby. All right, 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, getting some calls queued up here. Again, if you are only calling in to say you don't want to go on the air, but don't call. Not just me. Don't do that for any of our hosts here at WBEN, because it drives the people in the next room absolutely crazy, and it's unfair to them. Alrighty then. Well, this topic sucked. I apologize. I thought we'd have calls on it, but we did not, and I blew it. So I blew the 4 o'clock hour, and it's on me. I suck. All right, let's move on then. Coming up in the next hour, I thought that would be so much fun. I thought it would be such a good topic. I started off with some really good stories. I thought it started strong, and then it just went nowhere. It just fizzled. It died. You know, it was like that belt you thought was going to be like epic seismograph setting off. And it just turned out to be just a fizzle, just like a bubbles in the back of your throat. That's it. That's how I feel this hour went. And I feel horrible about that. I really do. All right. Well, screw you guys. Coming up in the I believe in being honest with the audience. Coming up in the. You know, I say that in a jocular sense. Don't take that too seriously. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to switch gears because the last topic apparently sucked. And I thought it was going to be really good. And that really, you know what bothers me the most about that? I'll tell you what bothers me the most about that is sometimes I think a topic isn't going to really go. And it takes off like wildfire, like gangbusters. It's unbelievable, right? Then there's other times I come in, I'm like, you know what? This topic is going to blow it out. This topic, everybody's got a story to tell about this. And alrighty then, let me give you that phone number again. And there's no predicting it. There's no predicting it. Maybe the fact that it's 90 degrees has something to do with it. I don't know, because there's no rhyme or reason to this. There is no science to this whatsoever. It's all strictly guesswork on the part of the host. I mean, I could say Donald Trump sucks and fill up the phone lines, but you know, I'm not gonna do that. Donald Trump sucks, and I hope he doesn't run for president again. Now watch. Everybody's gonna call in. What they're gonna say is fire. He should be fired. He should be killed. He should be tortured. But I don't really mean that. I'm just saying it to illustrate a point. All right, coming up on 4:55. Now, see, somebody will take an audio of that. What they'll do is they'll edit out the all of the context of it, and they'll just put it online. Yeah, Josh will do that. Josh will do that. Here's what Tom Bowerly said on WBEN today. Donald Trump sucks. And then, you know, there goes in my career, you know. I'll be, because I think Joe Biden is the greatest president we've ever had. This country has never been in better condition than it has been with Joe Biden. I personally enjoy paying $5 and what was it, 11 cents for 93 octane gasoline. I enjoy not being able to find anybody who wants to work. I enjoy everything about Joe Biden's America. I think it's a beautiful place. I especially like the woke crowd. I think they're very socially conscious, and I think they're doing a great service to the country by pointing out what a wretched lot every white male happens to be of heterosexual nature, doing a fabulous job. All right, coming up next hour, I've got something I know you're going to like, but I'm going to make you wait for it this time on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.